Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You know, folks, 10 or 12 years ago, I was working with Hector Barreto's SBA when he was the administrator of the SBA. And what was the name of the hurricane that came through Washington? Elizabeth or something like that. I've forgotten what the name of it was. It was a female name. And she was literally bearing down on Washington, D.C. And we had big doings going on that day, that next morning. I mean, it was going to be the main event of the SBA, of Small Business Week. I was there to help out. I was doing some emceeing and that kind of thing for Hector. And I had a bunch of people, our guests that were coming who didn't know us all that well, you know, big shots from outside of small business, called me in my hotel early that morning and said, "Are we still doing this thing? Cause the government shut down. The government employees went home and never came back that day." And they said, "Because of the hurricane." And I said, "Yes, we're going to go on with it." They said, "But it's a hurricane." And I said, "You know what? We're small business owners. We show up. You're small business owners. You show up. I know you." And that's the reason that's why, right, I'm so proud of our Brain Trust members, people like Don Fotopoulos, who's got every reason not to be here today. She's got some family emergency going on, a pretty serious one. But she told me she was going to be here, and she's here. In spite of all that,
I'm here.
Yes. Don Fotopoulos is like you and me, folks. She shows up. Don, welcome back. I'm proud of you.
It's so great to be with you, Jim. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, this is, folks, when you hear me say only the best for my audience, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, this is what I'm talking about. Hey, Don, I appreciate you. Appreciate you making the effort. And by the way, folks, Don is the author, as you know, of the outstanding book, the Accounting for the Number Phobic. That's the big one. That's the really serious one that I encourage you to check out. Hey, Don.
I got new news for you, Jim.
Okay.
I got news for you about Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide
Tell
for
me.
Small business owners. I just got news from Amacom Books, which is my publisher.
Right.
That they just did a big deal with Grupo HarperCollins, and they are the largest distributor for all books in Espanol. So
wow.
Now Accounting for the Number Phobic will be in three languages.
Congratulations.
English, Chinese, and Spanish. Thank
Congratulations.
You.
I'm not the least bit surprised. That doesn't surprise me at all. Like I said, no chopped liver, only the best for my folks. And well, congratulations on that. I'm really proud of you. So this is an interesting time of year, isn't it, for small business owners?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're heavy duty into tax season. January was, you know, it's so interesting, Jim, because I do a lot of work with accounting professionals. I'm teaching them how to build the bridge with small business owners because those two constituencies have been talking at cross purposes for like generations. So I'm the pipe fit between them. And one of the things that that Number Phobic has been very useful in doing is creating that bridge. So I have accounting professionals that buy that book by the dozens, and they give it to their business owners. But what happens is, you know, business owners have to get their books in some kind of order. 87% of small business owners do their own books, which, by the way, is a bad idea. And 47% of them claim financial illiteracy. So I'm kind of on the stump. Find yourself a really great accounting pro, especially for this time of year, and stop, like, digging out receipts from between your couch cushions.
Right.
And start, you know, we talked about the wheels of a bike, right? Get that back office wheel in some kind of order. And you do that, A, by finding an accounting pro, and B, setting up the books properly from the beginning, because it's such an impossible thing.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. When you do what Don says, your life will just become so much more simple, so much easier. and find somebody, but not just any, not just a CPA, not just somebody with a CPA on the end of their name. It needs to be someone who actually knows how to work with a small business.
Yeah,
I know a lot of them think that they do, but they don't always. They may know how, but they may not put their money where their mouth is.
That's true, Jim. And the other thing too is a lot of accounting professionals have industry specialties. Like,
right.
I know a guy that just does accounting for restaurants, and he's very good at it. And he'll know if there's shortage in the business, and he'll know if anybody's stealing because he's done it for so many years.
So you should ask around and find somebody who knows your industry if you can.
That's right. Absolutely.
Good idea. Don, I need the website quickly, please.
The Hidden Profit Profit. So it's double, 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 Hidden Profit Profit, PROPHET.com.
There you go. Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Don Fotopoulos. The amazing Don Fotopoulos.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.